Report, Graham Platner once lamented Thai prostitute loophole closing. By Paul Bois on May 20, 2026. Graham Platner, a Democrat candidate for U.S. Senate in Maine, once complained of a loophole closing that permitted military contractors to have relations with Thailand prostitutes. Under the name P. Hustle, Platner reportedly wrote on a Reddit post in June 2019 that military contractors could spend their time banging hookers in Thailand instead of getting beached at by the wife back home. Spend your leave banging hookers in Thailand instead of getting beached at by the wife back home. And you could sell it as avoiding federal income tax, Platner wrote. Once the Afghans started using our paychecks as a personal piggy bank, that whole loophole disappeared. Platner admitted to using the handle after the Maine Monitor reported about his Reddit posts. Hell, with those DoD static contracts, those poor bastards literally are just making $65 a year, Platner posted. Sadly, the Afghan tax fed everybody on the 330 game. Platner's Reddit history has come under significant scrutiny in the past 2 weeks. In another post, he appeared to cruelly mock an American soldier caught on camera taking fire from the Taliban in Afghanistan, per the New York Post. The viral helmet footage showed how Private First Class Ted Daniels moved into the open as a diversion tactic to help his squad mates get to safety. But Platner saw him as a dumb mother F, or who didn't deserve to live. This video never gets old. Dumb mother, or didn't deserve to live. At least his stupidity and fat ass wheezing are available for all future infantrymen to witness and hold in contempt. Platner, then a 34-year-old, chided on his burner Reddit account. Poor marksmanship on the Taliban's part is the only reason this mouth breather made it home. He managed to make every possible ass decision possible when it comes to small unit combat. Another post featured Platner admitting to masturbating in a porta potty. I still have to jerk off every time I sit in a porta shitter. That blue water smell conditioned me, Platner wrote in a March 2017 post. Platner also previously faced criticism for a Nazi-linked tattoo, an affiliation that he has denied.